Non ce n'est pas. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها، والله خبير بما تعملون. آمنت بالله، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، any person who decides and makes a decision to pursue a purpose or a destination or a journey, no matter it is a long journey, but when a person intends, then they start traversing that journey. But in this dunya also, any person who decides, because that is the important matter, that he decides or not. If he cannot decide with a strong and enlightened decision, he will be on the roundabout. And the majority of the people are on the roundabout. It's like a person who is driving his car or sitting in the car, and the car is going round and round and round, and he is not able to make a decision. Every person or other people who are going to look, unless they are one of them, they are going to say that there is something wrong. That why this person, this car is going round and round and is not taking any exit. So people are going to look at him and try to figure out that what's wrong. In this world also, in this dunya, as I said, many people are and the roundabout. From the roundabout, there are many, many exits. Sometimes there are four, sometimes there are five, sometimes there are three. But only one leads to one's destination. So this dunya also is round, and it is roundabout as well. This dunya itself, as you see, the shape of it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it round, and it is a roundabout. There is confusion in here when a person is born, which exit to take from this roundabout. This dunya, this earth is a big roundabout, very big roundabout. There are many, many exits. One exit go to the eternal, forever success in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the company of the Anbiya alayhim salam, with the prophets and awliya and sulaha and Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba Rizwanullah alayhim ajmain, their company, and to the Jannah and to the heavenly paradise. Then there are many, many exits, other, they are numerous. Only one road, one exit from this roundabout of dunya goes to the Jannah. All other exits, they go towards eternal failure and disappointment. And it leads you, on that road there will be also people. In other exits and other roads, there will also be people, but those people will be the disbelievers, the kuffar, the sinners, the pharaohs, the oppressors, the shayateen, the devils, and the evil people. And a person will reach their company and to the hell. So many people, unfortunately, they cannot make a decision, that which some have made a decision, they've gone on the wrong exit. And some are actually on the right exit, on the way to Jannah. And then there is majority who is yet on the roundabout. Who is yet on the roundabout? ये आगे आगे हो जाए, लोग पीछे से आ रहे, देखे जगह कम हो जाए, लोग ज्यादा आ जाते हैं, फिर disturbance होती है. And it is one of the etiquettes to sit in the mosque actually as much as you can actually on the forward pehli safoof mein. Jazakumullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. It creates ease for the people who come, and it won't give you any disturbance after, because then you'll find someone saying to you, brother please move forward, brother please move forward, and then you get disturbed. So I was saying to you that this dunya, this world is the roundabout, like any roundabout you see in the town center, any big roundabout, and there are many, many exits from it. One exit goes to the Jannah and the Paradise and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And then there are many, many other exits and roads which all lead to the hellfire, because there is only one tariq, one path to the Jannah, which is the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. There are some people who have chosen the right exit, they are on the travelling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following Allah Azza wa Jal, following the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sunnah and the Sahaba Rizwanullah Alayhi Majmain. And then there are many people who made the wrong choice already. They are not on the roundabout anymore. They are on the wrong exit, and they know or not, but that path leads to hell. But you can know where you are going by looking at the people who are around you in your journey. Mostly, you can have a good idea to know where you will be heading, either to the right one, to Jannah and the pleasure of Allah, or to the wrath of Allah and hellfire, by what? By looking at two things, at the places around you and the people around you. If you see around you are people who are pious, who are the followers of Anbiya alayhi salam and Awliya Allah, they act righteously, they behave righteously, and the places you see around you are, for example, the places of worship, the places of good things, this is a good sign that you are going somewhere. And if you want to know that you are on the wrong, then you also need to look at two things. One is the people around you, and one is the places. If you see around you there are gangsters, there are druggies, alcoholics, people who are rather a chaos and causing disruption and behaving impiously, and the places you see are also of such things and clubs and other things and other wrong places, then it is a sign that you've taken the wrong exit. You see, when you are going in this world as well, in any country, like in this country, there are some areas which are not known as actually that they are good areas. People who live there, they are actually, for example, are not good of behavior, they mug people, and people are very, very well aware and somewhat alert that we should not go to this area at night time. And somehow they know if they made the exit, if they made the road, then they immediately, by looking at the faces and the people and the places, they come, oh, I have come something wrong. I'll be mugged, I'll be looted, something go wrong. Immediately they try to go back, I've entered the wrong area, because I'm going to be either mugged or killed or injured or wounded or looted, whatever. So, by looking at the people around you in this life, how day and night you are living, and the places which you are visiting, you can have a good idea where you are heading toward that way. And the wise thing is, like you do in this dunya, when you realize immediately this is area of gangsters, this is area of actually bad people, of drug dealers, of other people who don't pay any heed to the life and property of people, you immediately start to exit from there and come back on the roundabout and try to make another exit. And you are going to company not these people. Similarly is the case with you when you are in this world. One are those people who made the right choice, alhamdulillah, they are on their way to Jannah. They will reach the paradise no matter they die in the way. Let's say a person who goes to, like, for example, who have started heading towards London. If he is on the way to London, then if he dies on that way, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that if you are on my way, my path and the right way, even if you die on the way, I'm going to take you there. You will be considered you've reached. But on the wrong path, if you realize, then for you, it is a good chance before the angel of death to return. Tawbah literally means U-turn. If you want to understand in easy words, the word tawbah and repentance, you hear, what is it? It's a U-turn. It's a U-turn from the evil towards goodness. When you made a that is tawbah. What is that tawbah? You say, I'm going towards actually north, and I should have gone towards south. And you say, I've made a U-turn now, I'm going towards the south. When you say you made the U-turn, you're still heading towards the north. What is the U-turn? What is your kind of U-turn that you're still heading that way? That is false U-turn which you've done. So that's why Rasulullah ﷺ told quote the right Tawbah, and Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Wajhul Kareem mentioned that, you know, this is Tawbah of the liars, that who say we are repentant, we are doing repentance and we are doing Tawbah, but their way is not changing, their direction is not changing. So three kinds of people. One is who made the right exit, for them alhamdulillah they should carry on with it. The second, who have made the wrong exit, and by how you should know, you don't need necessarily books and lot of knowledge to know with the exit. If you see what type of people you are seeing, what type places you are seeing, meaning the life you are leading, what type of people you see around you, what is your social table group, what is your social places where you spend time, you can good idea where you are heading. Plus the Quran and Sunnah also guide. So if that's the case, realize, come back. But then the third category of people who are on the roundabout, who can't make any exit, who not be going round and round, what shall we do? We should go towards this way or this way. They know good things, they know bad things, but they can't make the decision. They've got not strength. For them it is nasiha. For them it is good advice which is beneficial. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, the reminder benefits the believers. They already believe in goodness, and they believe evil is evil, they believe goodness is goodness, but they can't make a decision. So for them, scholars have mentioned an example, and after mentioning that, I will finish. Well, listen very carefully. The example of those people who cannot make a decision, the mashayikh, the ulama has said, their example is like they are a king, a very big king who have vast infinite kingdom, very big kingdom, treasures, very powerful, and he has two people living in his kingdom, two subjects, two people. And he has given property and rulership and estate and machinery and tools and some property to these people. A king who have given some piece of land, some money, buildings to these two people. These two people are living in the kingdom of the king. The king sends his ambassador. The king sends his ambassador, and the ambassador says to these two people, "Oh, two people, king has given you, blessed you with these things. Now the king is saying that war is going on. War is going on. It is a time of war. You give your property to me, to the king, to trust it with me. I've already given you, I trusted you with it. You give me the property back, and I'll keep it safe for you. When the war is over, I'm going to return to you actually in manyfold, hundreds of times more actually. And secondly, the tools and other things which I have given you, you utilize them, but utilize them on my name, with my stamp. Then I will also, you will be safe in this war, and the money which you are going to earn, it will be much, much more. I'm going to pay a very high price to you actually, by using those tools on my name only. Now this is the king, this is his two subjects, and he's given them the option. One of them says, who is the king? I have the property. What is the war is going on? I'm not going to give. I'm going to enjoy myself. And whatever he has, he keeps on enjoying. He keeps on enjoying, he doesn't get. So don't forget the example I'm giving you. The king and his two people living. So one of them says, he doesn't give the property. He didn't use the tools according to the name of the king. So at that time really he becomes rebellious. He is not protected anymore by the king. And the war is going on. The war is going on and the war comes and strikes that person, and that person is killed, his property is looted, and he didn't get any help from the king as well. The other person, he says, yes, the king has given me the property, and he's saying he'll take it back because it is the time of war. I'm going to give the property back, and I'll utilize what machinery, what little bit I have, with the stamp of king's name, and he's going to bless me with more, and millions and millions more. That's what he says. And he's trustable. And when the war is over, then he is going to give. And this person gets actually, after the war is over, the king give him even a big kingdom and many, many, much more actually things. And that person enjoys and lives in the palace of the king. This is the example of the scholars and ulama give, the people, they say, the king is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The king is Allah azza wa jal. And the two subjects are the two kinds of people. You are the subjects. And the property which he has given you is your life. And the tools, etc., is your life, money, and your body, your eyes, ears, everything. This is the property of the king. This is the mind and the heart. The king has given you property. He has given you the body. And then they say, the ambassador which the king sends is the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as the ambassador, as the messenger from the king, which is Almighty Allah, and he has said two things, that now it is time of war, you are in the time of test, in this dunya, there is a shayateen, there is a kind of chaos, give the property. Whatever you have, whatever you can give, give the property back to the king. And the king says, I'll return you multifold. This is the example, like the Prophet ﷺ said, that give your wealth and things and abilities, spend in the way of Allah, Allah is going to keep them safe for you. Otherwise, they're going to lose value. Finish. In this war, there is going to be an end, and then there will be no value put on your property. So the king actually is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ambassador is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the subjects are me and you according to the what decision we make. So one person makes a decision, he said, yes, I'll give zakah, I'll give sadaqah, I'll spend in the way of Allah, in the way of deen, because it's the king who gave me in the first hand. So he returns it to the king, and by using tools in the stamp of the king means that whatever remains with his property, his body, his eyes, ears, his hands, he uses it with the stamp of the king, meaning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the obedience of Allah, he uses all his actually property and all his tools of the body and mind. And when the time comes, when the war is over, at the time of death, the king returns him with a better body, with a better body. And the king returns his old property which he has given back to the king, actually multifold, forever and ever, and he lives in the palace of the king, and the palace of the king is Jannah. And the other one who is confused on the roundabout, oh, shall I do or not? What shall I do? Shall I give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not my life, my property? Shall I follow Allah or not? They are confused. It's a war. Time will come in this war. This property is going to fade away. Your tools, your body, mind and heart are going to fade away. You're going to use your, lose your senses, and you're using on Shaitan's name. So your property is confiscated, your life, and you're put in the prison of the king. The king says, you become rebellious to me. After all, I've given you everything. And the prison of that king is known as hell. It's known as hell. So, and you are the decision maker. You should make the decision now. You see, everyone who listen to this example, they understand that they should, what choice they should make. But that is the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has bought from the believers their lives and wealth in return of paradise, in return of that great kingdom. So it's easy. If the king has given you and he said, give me back, give him back. If he says, use the tools and machinery and my name, according to my instruction, use it. And alhamdulillah, you are on the road to success and salvation, inshallah. So yeh hai, and this path, if you want to join, this is known as this one way, is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of sunnah. And we teach here in this center a course free of charge called Tariqah Muhammadiyah, which means the tariq means the road of the Prophet, the path of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the how to be on that road. How can you practically really embark upon this journey, and what guidance you need. So you learn that guidance, and once you are on that path, alhamdulillah, you are on your way to success. If you are on the roundabout, make a decision. If you have gone on the wrong side, return. There is a way to return before the time reaches. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever is interested, inshallah, they should stay after the Jummah, as is their holiday period for especially the students, and they should learn in 15-20 minutes of their time, and there will be other things also going on, lessons after the Jummah. May Allah Zawajal bless you in your life and time and enable you to make the right decision before it's too late. You may offer your sunnah now. Sunnah.